Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Ki Seitzei, Tavshanayin Vav. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha, Perek Chav Gimel Pasuk Dalet, LaYavai Amayni Umayavi B'Kahal Hashem. Amon and Mayav are not allowed to become Gerim and marry into Klal Yisrael. The Gemara in Yevamos famously expounds on this halacha, that this halacha is only by men, not by women. Why? As the Torah says, Al Dvar Shar Lekidmu Eschem Balechem U'Bamayim. Because when Klal Yisrael was leaving Mitzrayim and they went to Eretz Yisrael, they did not come out to greet them with food and drink. The Gemara explains that the reason why women are allowed to become Geiros and marry into Klal Yisrael is because Derech Shal Ish Latzeis Vein Derech Shal Isha Latzeis. Men go out, women do not go out, therefore it is not a taina. They're not held accountable for not offering bread and water to Klal Yisrael when they went by. The Rishonim ask, why do Amon and Moav deserve such a terrible punishment, to be barred from Klal Yisrael for all generations solely because of lack of Midah of Chesed? Yes, it's not so nice, it's not so commendable, but just because they didn't bring out food and water, that's a reason why they have to be punished so? The Ramban says in this week's Parsha that the answer is that this punishment is not because of a lack of a Midah of Chesed. Rather, if you look back in history, Amon and Moav came from light. On his behalf, Abraham Avinu was Meiser Nefesh. He helped Lot and care for him, saving his life during the battle between the king, five kings and the four kings. More so, it was Abraham Avinu's merit that Lot was saved from the destruction of Sodom. If the descendants of Lot had possessed Hakaras HaTov, there is no question that they would have gone out and given bread and water to the descendants of Avraham Avinu. The obligation of Hakaras HaTov is so great and fundamental that someone who is missing these basic midas and feelings is not worthy of marrying a Jewish woman and being part of the Jewish nation. Rav Eli Lapian adds that Amon and Moav are not barred from joining Klal Yisrael because they didn't excel in the midah of Hakaras HaTov. If greeting Klal Yisrael with bread and water when they left Mitzrayim would be considered an advanced level of Hakaras HaTov, the failure to do so would not have been grounds to exclude Amon and Moav's descendants from marrying into Klal Yisrael for all generations. Evidently, not appreciating a favor that someone's great-great-grandfather did to your great-great-grandfather hundreds of years ago constitutes a lack of basic Hakaras HaTov, one that is essential for Yiddishkeit. A person who does not possess this minimal level of Hakaras HaTov will have their descendants barred from joining Klal Yisrael for all generations. The contrast is found a few psukim later, where the Torah tells us, "Leisasayv Mitzri kiger ha'yisa v'artzoi." We had to be kind to the Egyptians, in spite of everything they did to us, because we took shelter in their land when there was a famine in Canaan, and Yaakov Avinu and his family descended to Mitzrayim. Even though we subsequently suffered at the hands of the Mitzrayim, who subjugated us for 210 years, the halacha is that for all generations, we must remain kind to them. As the Navi tells us in Yeshaya, Yoda shor keinehu v'chamor oivus ba'olav, Yisrael lo yoda ami lo hispainon. Even an ox knows his master, even a donkey recognizes where he's fed from. Against this, Klal Yisrael is criticized for not appreciating the hand kavyachal v'kadosh baruch hu that feeds us, and remaining oblivious to the kindness that Hashem does for us. And for this reason, even though Mitzrayim was so terrible to us, but Hakaras HaTov has to be so deeply ingrained in us that it's held against us as a taina, and it's something that we have to treat even people that were not nice to us better than they treated us. Because Hakaras HaTov is something which goes beyond anything else. We find it in Parsha Shmois, in the Parshas of the Makas, where it says that Moshe Rabbeinu would not hit the water because he had been saved by the water, even though the water was inanimate. And Moshe Rabbeinu was saved by the land when he had buried the Mitzri who he had killed with the Shem Hashem, even though also it was inanimate, because again, the Midah of Hakaras HaTov of gratitude has to go beyond all Cheshbonos. And for that reason, the descendants of Lot, who didn't appreciate that their very existence was dependent on Klal Yisrael, was dependent on Avraham Avinu and his children because of the chesed of Avraham Avinu, that means that the roots, that means that the DNA of these people are non-chesed based, the opposite. They have a tremendous lack of gratitude, they don't have gratitude, and they cannot be members of Klal Yisrael. A good and Shabbos.